yeah, the stuff that you're hearing is exactly what I'm hearing. They literally worship Satan, and part of their religion involves the raping and torturing of children in rituals. This has actually been going on for thousands of years, but it's become very common in the United States, I'd say, since World War II. Include judges, police officers, sometimes members of the FBI, CIA, military people, Secret Service, you name it. You know, whenever I start feeling bad for myself, I think about these kids, and I stop myself. I check myself immediately, and I go, there are kids in cages right now. There are kids being raped right now. There are babies being raped and trafficked right now. So, you know, the pain that I have to go through is nothing compared to what these children go through. And you know what? That keeps me going.
Welcome to Business Game Changers. I'm Sarah Westall. I am bringing back Liz Croken. She is just doing amazing work on the ritual child abuse called cult abuse, satanic abuse. I had that really difficult interview lately with Scott. I call him Scott the Survivor. And, you know, I've only gotten sick twice in the last 5 years. And one was after the Haiti show, because it just really hit me to the core. And after this show I did with Scott, it was just, maybe it's because I'm the one that interviewed him and so it hit me so hard, but it was the most powerful show I've ever heard on this subject when it comes to learning about what happens to these children. And I think it's because he just bore his soul and told us, he's very articulate and told us what was going on. But since then, I really wanted to get Liz Croken back on and find out more about these sealed indictments, find out what she thinks about QAnon. I think you're going to be really surprised at who she actually thinks QAnon is. And then we, of course, get into more of the details of what really is going on in the shadows, how many people in our society is involved in this. You know, just thinking the reports and the information is showing a third of Congress, a third of Hollywood are involved in this awful abuse of children. And you know, it's something that both her and I feel so passionately about that it needs to get out there. Everybody needs to share this and needs to get involved. There's a lot of things you can even do locally. I mean, first, you know, understand, have your people around you need to understand, but make sure your own community in your own backyard that you watch out for children, that your own community has things that are helping children and that you can make sure trafficking is not in your community. There's groups and watchdogs there. And then also getting involved in the child welfare system. A lot of children need advocates. And there's your local charities or local groups, be careful with the charity, but the local groups that are legit are trying to bring more people in to help kids. Over 50% of the kids in child welfare are sexually abused. And it is just an epidemic. And a lot of it ties to the fact that our leaders don't care because a lot of them are involved. And so it's just an epidemic everywhere. So people can get involved and really help out just at your local level. And before I get into this really interesting interview with Liz, I want to tell you I got a sponsor. And I'm glad that I'm representing a company that is doing, that has something really good. It's called Kagan Water. And it's ionized water. And I know that when your body is alkalized and it's at where it's supposed to be, that your body functions a lot better and that you're not going to get sick as often. But this water, not only does it really clean up your water, there's an attachment you can do to get rid of the fluoride as well. It also really cleans your colon. And so much of disease is related to colon, your colon health. So there's so much with this. And what I'm going to have here is just a link so that you can get more information about it if you're interested. And another thing that's really great, if you end up getting the product, it's 100% money back guarantee if you don't like it or if you don't, you buy it and you change your mind. And I think it's, I feel good about representing a company like this. It helps keep the show going, but I also think it's something that's good for people. So again, I'm gonna have that information up there and hopefully it's something that you might be interested in, but let's get into that interview now with Liz Croken. Hi, Liz. Thank you so much for coming back to the program.
Hi, thanks. Sorry, I was just taking a drink there. Don't worry, it's not alcohol. Thanks for having me back.
I really appreciate it. I, as you know, I did a really difficult show. I've been doing difficult shows, but this one was, for me, it was over the top. And I know you see this on a daily basis. You talk to people. I talked to Scott, the survivor, I call him, and okay. He doesn't want his name to be known. And his dad was high up in the Democrat Party and doing fundraisers, but he was also traded kids. They did, you know, pornographic movies, all sorts of things. But he gave a pretty detailed outline at what happens at these political fundraisers, also what happens at these cult things to children. Now, this was about 40 years ago, and he saw about a third of the Congress. I mean, it was terrible. What are you hearing on a daily basis? Because your people are reaching out to you constantly. Can you share some of what you're hearing? Is it consistent with what I have been told?
Well, I talk to victims of sexual abuse as children, and I also talk to victims of satanic ritualistic abuse. The elites are into the satanic ritualistic abuse of children, which you know, and you've covered that. And yeah, the stuff that you're hearing is exactly what I'm hearing. They literally worship Satan, and part of their religion involves the raping and torturing of children in rituals. And at, like you said, this has been going on, this has actually been going on for thousands of years, but it's become very common in the United States, I'd say, since World War II.
Well, one of the things he said is that based on the faces that he saw on television and, you know, who were at these fundraisers abusing children or who were at these cult rituals, about a third of Congress and people in political positions are actively engaged in this. Mm-hmm. Is this what you're seeing?
Yeah, it's interesting that you mentioned that number, because that's the number that I've heard, and that's the number that I have been saying for well over a year now, that at least a third of Congress is involved in Satanism, child sex trafficking, and pedophilia, at least a third. Now, when I say involved, does that mean that every single one of those people are actually raping toddlers? I don't know that for sure, but they're tied to it. They profit off of it. They're tied to it in one way or shape or form. And it might mean that one third, unfortunately, are involved in raping children. But, you know, I mentioned World War II strategically and specifically because what happened in this country after World War II is that our government gave immunity to the Nazi scientists that were researching mind control tactics, okay? And Adolf Hitler was very into the occult. He was very into Satanism. And he was also into, he had a lot of scientists researching all kinds of mind control tactics. And I mean, just, they were researching everything. It's mind blowing, the stuff that the Nazi scientists were researching. And so when we won World War II, our government wanted to, they wanted access to all that research. And not only did they want access to all that research, they wanted that knowledge and they wanted those scientists because they wanted access to that kind of research and those scientists because they wanted to use what they learned on us. Like, thanks, government. But they wanted to. So that's when they started developing their own mind control programs. So that would be the Project Monarch or MK Ultra. And they also wanted to learn how to use the media to brainwash the masses. And that would be Operation Mockingbird. And the operation that they used to bring the Nazi scientists over here to continue their studies was, I believe it was called Operation Paperclip. So all these scientists got immunity. And a lot of these scientists were well, you know, into researching mind control tactics to create slaves, monarchs. And these slaves are basically Manchurian candidate type people that the government uses to, you know, brainwash the masses. They use them as political spies, like you name it. And a lot of the celebrities that we see in Hollywood are under MKUltra. Now, this isn't a conspiracy theory. There has our government, our own government actually has released documents that have proven that these were real programs and they were involved in mind control techniques. And they've even paid off some victims of mind control. So this isn't a conspiracy theory. These are things that, you know, your viewers can go and they can research this on their own. It's a very well-known thing. Roseanne Barr from The Roseanne Show, she was a victim, and she has been trying to expose MKUltra for a very, very long time. I encourage people to research interviews that she's done. And she even says, you know, she'll be out and about in Hollywood, and people will pull her aside. Famous people will pull her aside, and they say, thank you so much for exposing the MKUltra, because so many people know it's true. So many people know that this is true and it exists. And now the reason why I'm bringing up the MKUltra and the Project Paperclip and like the Operation Mockingbird is because it all ties together. The sexual abuse of children is part of the occult elites, the elite occult members. It's part of the rituals that they do. Okay. But in addition to that, the way that they're able to mind control victims is they use torture and sexual abuse to mind control people. So it's kind of like they kill a bird, or they kill two birds with one stone. They get a high, the elites get a natural high off of raping children. They get energy. They channel like negative evil forces by raping these kids. And then there's also the adrenochrome. And when they drink the blood of children that have been tortured, the blood, because they're in that fight or flight mode, the children's blood is more potent and it's more powerful, and it gives them a bigger high when they drink the blood of these kids. And so they torture and they rape the kids, A, because it's their religion and they get a high from it, but B, it's part of the process of creating MKUltra slaves, monarch slaves. The torturing of these children via physical abuse and sexual abuse causes the brain. And by the way, I've been recovering from a brain injury for several years. So I've read book after book after book about the brain, and I understand the brain very well. And the torture and the abuse that these children endure causes the brain to split into multiple personalities. So this creates MPD, multiple personality disorder, or DID, dissociative identity disorder, okay? And children that have more mild forms of abuse, they may disassociate, but then they may not actually become MPDs or DIDs. And just so you know, I'm a sexual assault survivor, and I experienced mild dissociation. And I'm glad that I went through that experience, because I don't know if I would be able to believe that these things are real if I didn't experience this on my own myself, okay? So when the children, and the reason why their brain splits during the child sexual abuse, during the rapes, the beatings, and they do the most horrific things to these kids. I can't even repeat it. But the reason why the brain splits is because the human body cannot endure that kind of pain and torture. And so it's hard to explain, but it's almost like a near-death experience. It's like the trauma is so horrific that the spirit almost leaves the body, okay? And this is called disassociation. And when you believe, so there's a lot of people that have been raped brutally and sexually abused, and they talk about when they were raped, they physically left their body. Their spirit left their body. And I've experienced this before, only twice, but I've experienced it. And that's a defense mechanism that your brain and your body uses to help you survive these horrific things happening to you. Now, a lot of these victims, you know, after they disassociate, the brain starts splitting into multiple personalities. That's how the body and the brain is able to cope with the abuse. When the brain splits into multiple personalities, that's when you're able to create a mind-controlled slave, okay? There's a movie out that came out not too long ago, and I kind of accidentally, I think I was sitting in a hotel room, and I was like, this looks interesting. I don't even think I knew what it was about. MKUltra and expose what the elites really are doing behind the scenes. But there's a movie called Split. And like I said, I think it came out about a year ago. I encourage everyone to watch this movie. This movie explains exactly in detail what the elites are doing to these children.
Wow. Do you remember that movie Sybil back in the 80s? That little girl that had all those different personalities? That's what I always remember. It was Sybil. It was this little girl that was being horrifically abused by her mother, and she had like all these different personalities. Sally Field, I think, starred as the adult.
It sounds a little familiar to me. I've seen it years ago. But I want to note this. You know, all of these problems that humans have, they're not of God. These are man-made problems. People that have MPD and DID, these are not natural. These are problems that are caused by demonic people that are abusing, hurting, and torturing people. Okay, I have PTSD. Now, that's not natural. That is not of God. I only have PTSD because I myself have experienced extreme trauma in my life. Okay? That's not of God. Okay? So these problems, the DID, the MPD, PTSD, these are all side effects of sexual abuse, especially satanic ritualistic sexual abuse. These are not of God. These issues were created by these demonic people who worship Satan. And that's why these people need to be rid from this planet, because these problems will continue in society as long as we have people raping and torturing children. Okay? You know, you walk into an AA meeting and you will find out that 97% of the people in AA meetings have been sexually abused as children or experienced some sort of rape or sexual assault, maybe as an adult. Okay, so people aren't born alcoholics. People aren't born drug addicts. People aren't born with PTSD. People aren't born with MPD, DID, or schizophrenia. You throw any doctor in front of me that says that, BS. That is total BS. These are not of God. These are not natural things. This is happening to people because there are demonic people on this planet, many of the elites, that are inducing this kind of torture and sexual abuse on people. These are demonic people. And once we get rid of these demonic people and the sexual abuse and the physical abuse and all of that stops, we're going to rid our planet of all of these problems: alcoholism, PTSD, schizophrenia, drug addiction. Most of it revolves around people who were abused.
Well, the children in the welfare system, over 50% of them are sexually abused. And the kids that are pulled out, like let's say there's multiple kids, if the oldest one, the average of the kids that are pulled out are 4 years of constant sexual abuse. And these are the kids that, and there's a lot of them, 37% of all kids, I got all these numbers because I talked to these people, 37% of all kids are referred to the child welfare system at some point in their life. It's a major epidemic in our society. And so you're right, it's causing problems everywhere.
Yeah. And, you know, I was sexually assaulted as an adult. And let me tell you, I struggle every single day. Every single day I struggle with PTSD and, you know, I have anxiety and you know, I've overcome a lot though. I've gotten so much better. But I can't imagine being a defenseless little toddler being physically and sexually attacked by some pedophile Satanist monster. I mean, my God, these children have it the worst. They have it the hardest. I mean, can you imagine having to face that kind of stuff as an innocent little child? It's like, oh my gosh.
Well, that's why that show that I did with Scott, you know, there's only two shows I've done that have made me physically ill, and that was one of them. The Haiti one was another one, because that's just an awful story, our situation. But it just made me so sick. It bothered me so much, you know, that pain that these little ones are going through. And, you know, I'm still suffering a little bit from a cold here because I don't get sick very often. I really work on my immunities and things. And I just, it tore me apart because these little ones, I can't be more serious about how big this of a problem this is. You know, and I'm talking to child welfare people. I've gotten some messages from them specifically thanking me. This is an epidemic that I think, and let me hear your opinion on this. How much do you think this elite being allowed to do this for so long is filtering down into our daily situations?
Every single day. I mean, here's the problem. Most children that are abused go on to be abusers. Okay. So that's problem number one. It's a sad fact, but it's a fact. Most children that are abused end up going on to be abusers, which is really unfortunate. But furthermore, the mainstream media, Hollywood, and the elites have been pushing the pedophile agenda because they realize that normal people like you and I will not stand for this, that we will not tolerate the raping and torturing of our children. So their backup plan is to normalize it. And I see that every single day in the media, on TV, in movies, at media outlets. You see media outlet after media outlet, you know, publishing stories talking about, you know, with headlines such as "I'm a pedophile, but I'm not a monster, and we should understand pedophiles," and there's people pushing for laws that are lowering the age of consent. I mean, it is, I see it every single day. So it's trickling down, and, you know, the whole they're trying to sexualize our children on top of that. I mean, in the media every single day, you see them pushing for children to be transgender, and they're having children, I mean, young children, like under the age of 10, they're having children dress up as drag queens and they're sexualizing. I mean, it's sick.
Well, it is not ready for that anyways. I mean, even if they end up being a homosexual, they sure aren't ready at 10 dressing up as drag queens.
No. I mean, and honestly, I had a huge before I even knew about Pedogate and Pizzagate, I had a huge problem with just sexualizing little children like what was her name? JonBenet Ramsey. I just said dressing up little girls in skimpy little dresses, putting them, sexualizing them, and putting makeup on them and stuff. I think that alone is sick.
Well, and that story, by the way, and I think you're probably aware of this, the judge came out right on her deathbed. I've heard reports on this, that JonBenet was actually killed in a cult situation where she usually had 3 adult men on her, and this night she had 7. Can you imagine? And yeah, she was resisting, and because of her, you know, how dare her resist, and she was resisting, and so then they did this punishment against her and ended up dying. And the judge came out and told this story. And the fact that it was covered up and nothing happened is incredible.
Well, and, you know, again, now that we know that what we know since, you know, Pizzagate broke and the Podesta emails, now that we know that the Clintons are involved in sex trafficking, now that we know what spear cooking means, you know, a few years ago that would have sounded ridiculous and far-fetched, but now knowing what we know now, that doesn't sound far-fetched at all. That sounds extremely plausible as to what happened. I mean, there's so much mystery surrounding that night to this day that wouldn't surprise me at all.
Well, it's just so sick. I think that's the thing that people are having a hard time wrapping their head around is that, you know, we're seeing this and now people are trickling and seeing all this stuff. It's overwhelming to think of children being abused like this. But, you know, after talking to Scott, and this was 40 years ago, how much more organized and together with this are they? I mean, how organized are they?
Very organized. They're very organized. So think about it. They have the people at the top, the elite families at the top literally run the world. They own the banks. Okay, they own the entire mainstream media, they own Hollywood, and they have all the money in the world at their dispense, okay? What I've learned is that when you find out about an elite pedophile that's been exposed, like Dennis Hastert or Jerry Sandusky from Penn State, they don't act alone. They never, ever, 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 ever act alone, okay? They operate in rings. And they protect each other. And the people in rings include judges, police officers, sometimes members of the FBI, CIA, military people, Secret Service, you name it. I have been tracking all of the elite pedophile arrests from this past year. And we have people within the Justice Department, we have police officers, we have people in the mainstream media, we have actors who have been arrested. We've had people, you know, we've had five Democratic, think about this number, five Democratic mayors arrested and or embroiled in a pedophilia scandal. Five mayors alone. They operate in rings. And I encourage your viewers, there's a great documentary on Netflix that's called The Keepers. And it talks about a pedophile ring that operated, again, a few decades ago in Maryland. And the head of this pedophile ring was run by a priest. And he would traffic his students. He was a priest and I believe the chaplain at a school or principal. And he also was the counselor at the school. How convenient. So he could bring in any student he wanted and claim that student had emotional issues and that student needed counseling. So the kids that need counseling, he'd bring in and throw the kid on his couch. And what would he do? He would rape the kids. And then you know what else he did? He would bring in customers to rape the kids in his office in the school. It's a great documentary. It's called The Keepers. The victims are now getting paid off by the church, and the victims are now becoming vindicated, but it took like 30 or 40 years for them to be vindicated. Now, that ring was in Baltimore, Maryland. Again, Netflix, The Keepers. It's like a five-show docuseries. That ring operated in Baltimore, Maryland. There were police officers involved. There was judges involved. There were, elite business owners involved. There were politicians involved. This isn't my reporting. This is their reporting. But, I believe it. And this happens all the time. So let's bring this up today. Let's look at Jerry Sandusky. No one in the mainstream media has covered this. There's been at least three other people from Penn State that have been thrown in prison in 2017 that were tied to Jerry Sandusky's sex trafficking ring, okay? And they were thrown in prison because of their ties to his pedophilia ring, okay? Three people from Penn State and then his son. That's four people that were in his pedophile ring, and then you add Jerry, that's five.
And that evidence is like overwhelming, right? I mean, in order to take these people down, you have to have a slam dunk case.
Exactly. So, and let me tell you, there's probably hundreds in that ring, okay? You know, and
so was Sandusky a patsy at that point in time? Like he was a fall guy for all of those people?
Probably. Probably, you know, Dennis Hastert probably was too. I mean, in the Podesta emails, they joke about Dennis Hastert and they make this very bizarre comment about how Dennis Hastert should have fled to an island in Japan. Dennis Hastert, John Podesta, and Tony Podesta all went to some camp, Camp Noise, in Japan. So something weird with this Camp Noise. Let's see, they're all child sex traffickers. They're all pedophiles. They all went to some camp in Japan. Any of you guys are out there who are good researchers, dig into that, because where there's smoke, there's fire. Something going on at that Camp Noise in Japan. They threw Dennis Hastert to the wolves as well. Now, most of these elite pedophiles, they use arts and they also use charities for children as a cover, okay? So they use these types of organizations to cover for the spirit cooking, the child sex trafficking, the cannibalism, the occult rituals, like you name it. And it's also a money laundering. They're also money laundering fronts because they profit off of the child sex trafficking. You can make like a few hundred thousand dollars a year off of one child. From my research, that's what I've learned.
And that's a child that's being prostituted out or one that's being sold?
Prostituted out. And I mean, it's sick. I mean, some of these kids are being raped dozens and dozens and dozens of times a day. It is so sick what they're doing to these kids. But it is highly organized. This has been going on for a very long time. A lot of the children are trafficked in underground facilities. There's underground tunnels in D.C. There's underground tunnels here in California. There's underground facilities everywhere. There was a huge case. I don't know if you've researched about this case, but there was Ted Gunderson from the FBI. And some people, you know, think that he could have been a shill. And some people think he was a real deal. So there's, you know, the jury's out on that. But there was a child sex trafficking ring that they ran at a preschool in Manhattan Beach. I believe it was called the McMartin Preschool. And it was a huge scandal. A bunch of these kids said that they were being sexually abused during the day while they're at this preschool. Now, this went to trial, and all the kids, you know, their testimony all collaborated with each other. They all said similar things. A lot of these kids had STDs. How does a child get an STD? Like, hello? So the kids had STDs. I mean, you name it. I'm getting creeped out, goosebumps just talking about it. But they trafficked the children through underground tunnels and allegedly took the kids to a church, okay? Well, they were, during the trial, they were not able to find the underground tunnels. So that's why I think, you know, it was thrown out, or it was a hung jury.
And this is what Scott was talking about. He was an adult witness that the prosecutors wanted him to testify. Mm-hmm. And his life was in danger. I mean, they were threatening him, and he thought his whole family was going to get killed. He changed his name and moved to another country.
Yeah.
And he was, he could have been a very powerful witness for that case, mm-hmm. but he was scared. And I think there was a couple other ones that were, their lives were threatened.
See in the McMartin?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't realize he was in McMartin. Oh my God. Okay.
Yeah, he didn't talk about it a lot. He said a little bit. I let him go as far as he wanted to, mm-hmm. but he's okay with me sharing this.
So but, he wasn't one of the kids that testified, okay.
No, he was older. He was an adult that, because his dad was involved with it mm-hmm. somehow, and he found this journal with all this stuff in it. In that case, that school was listed as part of his dad's journal.
Oh my God. Well, so long story short, they ended up finding years later the tunnels.
Oh, jeez.
So they let these people go, and years later they found the tunnels. And guess what they had done? They had filled the tunnels up with cement. They filled the tunnels up. You know, and I have a friend that was a survivor of satanic ritualistic abuse. She went to a Jewish preschool in Chicago. And her case went to trial, and the people got off, of course. Her case was on Oprah. I don't think she was on Oprah. I think her mom was, but she testified. You know, it's just the system's rigged. We've had deep state operatives putting pedophile judges into positions of power and or pedophile protectors into positions of power. And that's why these rings have been protected for so long. I mean, so many people, you know, that don't understand what's going on. Like, they hear about Pizzagate or sex trafficking. They're like, well, why don't you report it to authorities? Why aren't people reporting it to authorities? I'm like, you don't get it. Like, people have reported this stuff to authorities. The authorities are involved. They're involved. This has been going on for decades. This has been covered up for decades. The authorities are involved. And then the good people that are cops, judges, or police officers, their hands are tied. They get threatened. Their lives are threatened. Their jobs are threatened. Their welfare is threatened if they try to expose it. It's, you shut up or you'll lose your job, or maybe we'll freaking kill you. There's been so many people exposing this that have been killed mysteriously. So it's way more complicated than people understand.
And let's get into that, because your life is constantly in danger. I think you're safer the more visible you are, but you're followed a lot. When I was talking to Anna Kate, she was talking about how she was with you and she saw you followed. It happens to you all the time.
Yeah. And I'm not happy I was followed that night, but I'm happy that she was there when I was followed that night. And two of my other friends were with me. We went to Hillary Clinton's book signing just to see if she would even show up. That whole situation night was very sketchy, but I was with two separate friends that night, and I was followed that night. And so, you know, there's been a lot of witnesses with me when I've been followed, so that can testify that I'm not making this up. Like, I'm not crazy. I've been followed a lot. I mean, man, I was even followed out of the country. I went to Canada when I broke. So I broke a story for town hall about how Trump is going after the elite pedophiles and he's breaking up the sex trafficking rings. That story went viral. And immediately after it went viral, I was told that Town Hall wouldn't pay me anymore. Okay, so, you know, anyone that dares to expose sex trafficking in mainstream media is immediately fired, or they're told they're not going to get paid anymore. They're censored. This has happened to me time and time again. And normally when you're in the mainstream media and you break a huge story that goes viral, like, you should get a bonus. You're making the company more money. You know, if you're putting something out there that's a real factual story, if it's not fake news, but no, if you cover sex trafficking, you expose a story, you know, such as a sex trafficking story that goes viral, then you're going to get punished and you're going to get attacked. And so I've been followed. I've been harassed. I've been physically attacked. I don't want to get too into that, but I've been physically attacked. Oh, I left the country at one point after that sex trafficking story went viral. And after I was physically attacked, I left the country for a while. And I was with my ex, who I was engaged to at the time. And we, you know, he kind of thought that I was maybe paranoid when I told him that I had been followed and all this crazy stuff had happened to me. But then, sure enough, like, we went out together in Canada and we were followed multiple times. Multiple times. There was one night we were out to dinner in Canada with like three other couples, okay? And we're in this really nice restaurant. And when you do this stuff, you have to have eyes in the back of your head, because you always have to be aware of your surroundings, and you always have to have your guard up because you're under constant attack. So we're out to dinner and there's a shady guy just like staring at me and keeping his tabs on me, and he's not with anyone else. And to me, it was very obvious that he was following me. And so finally I said to my fiance, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to say something to the manager. I'm going to ask the manager if they know who this person is and if they've ever seen them before, because I'm pretty sure this guy's following me. The second I got up to go talk to the manager, the guy that was keeping tabs on me got up and sat in my chair and started hovering over my food and my drink, and started saying nonsensical things to the people at my table. Creepy, creepy, creepy stuff. So that's, you know, now, has that ever happened to you? I mean, that's the kind of stuff, like, maybe every once in a blue moon, that would be something that would happen. There's a lot of crazy people out there. But when stuff like that happens to you, like, every 3 days, like, it's like, there's only so many coincidences that can happen before you realize you're being watched and followed and you're being targeted.